The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The logbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1993, Space Shuttle Endeavour lifted off on its third flight into space.
Yeah, let's just go for main engine start.
7, 6, main engine's up and running. 3, 2, 1, 0, and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Endeavour with NASA's newest tracking station in the sky.
Over the course of 6 days, another NASA tracking and data relay satellite was launched into its own orbit, and spacewalking techniques were practiced for future missions. In 1994, Hubble could see clearly at last. The newly installed replacement for its wide-field and planetary camera showed a huge improvement over the flawed optics that had just been replaced, allowing Hubble to see volcanoes erupting on Io, one of Jupiter's moons, from as far away as Earth orbit. Hubble's multi-billion-dollar price tag was finally justified. Actor William B. Davis of The X-Files was born today in 1938. Monty Python's Carol Cleveland was born in 1942. Richard Mall, most famous for playing Bull on Night Court, was born in 1943. But who remembers that he was the first sword-slinging bad guy in the Highlander TV series?
Finish it, Highlander.
There can be only one.
Trevor Rabin of Yes was born in 1954. Patrick McGoohan, the star and creator of The Prisoner, died on this day in 2009.
I don't know who you are or who you work for, and I don't care. I'm leaving.
Have you not yet realized there's no way out?
On this day in 1976, Atari got groovy. Trying to break out of the video game product category, Atari introduced a wood grain box of psychedelic delight, a little thing we call Atari Video Music. By plugging Atari Video Music into a stereo system and hooking it up to a TV, 70s gadget freaks could get an eye-poppingly colorful visual representation of what they were listening to. Despite Atari's attempt to create a video lava lamp, video music didn't quite take off. In a way, it was the forerunner to the visualization modes seen in many computer media players today. In 1982, the most successful arcade game in American history landed in game parlors everywhere, Ms. Pac-Man. Originally developed as a less-than-legal enhancement kit by General Computer Corporation, Ms. Pac-Man started life as Crazy Otto, Pac-Man with legs and different mazes. But the changing mazes and fruit bonuses that no longer sat still waiting to be collected made Ms. Pac-Man more challenging, and it was an instant hit. In 1984, it was the Doctor's last battle with the Silurians until the 21st century.
The Sea Devil Warriors have captured the reactor room. Excellent!
Allow my crew to surrender.
Remove these people from the bridge.
You do not recognize me now, but we are known to each other.
You are mistaken. Take them away.
No, wait, please. In an earlier regeneration, you knew me as the Doctor.
The Doctor? You can prove what you say?
I know that you are Iktar, surviving leader of the noble Silurian Triad. When we last met, I tried to mediate between you and the people of Earth.
So it is you.
Part 4 of the Doctor Who Cold War drama, Warriors of the Deep, brought back the Silurians and Sea Devils for the first time since the early 1970s and buried them again until the 21st century.
There should have been another way.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 1 is available now, the logbook.com's 396-page guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, cross-referencing old episodes and new, and catching you up on the mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.